Hello, beautiful. It's Julie Norman, the Body Image Guru, with BodyKarmaHealing.com. Change your body image. Change the world. This is a meditation for Manipura, the third chakra. Take a seated position in Sukhasana for your meditation. Or try Virasana today, which is a kneeling posture, thighs and knees together. The tops of the legs and feet rest on the earth, creating a V from the knees to the toes. So that your heels line up outside, the outside edges of your hips. And if needed, place some pillows or blocks under your sit bones, between your ankles, to help take some pressure off the stretch in your quadriceps. From there, sit nice and tall, drape the shoulders, ears over the shoulders, crown of the head, rising. Virasana means hero. And as we come into the third chakra at the solar plexus, you are stepping fully into your power. You are a hero. Just that you're listening to this meditation and working towards peaceful body image is a brave, service-filled action. And that's what Manipura is all about. Now, another option for this meditation, if you're struggling with a lot of painful body image right now, if you're really feeling fat, especially in the belly, the upper belly in particular, the waist, I invite you to lay on your stomach, flat on the earth, resting your head on your hands as a little pillow turned to one side, and allow yourself to connect to Mother Earth intimately through the belly, receiving directly her support, her unconditional love and attention. So finish getting into your posture so you can sink into this meditation with me fully. Start coming to Dirgha breath. Complete yogic breath, really allowing the belly to expand and contract, to be filled with ease and release, opening into the solar plexus, the element of chakra 3 is fire. They can hear the fire crackling with us through this meditation. As you breathe, you are fanning the flames of Manipura. Clearing and balancing this centralized energy center, this core within. Manipura means resplendent gem, and that's what you are, my child. You are a diamond. You are infinitely valuable. Chakra 3 is about owning that power, that strength, and beauty. And like a diamond, we start out rough. This human journey is rough. And nobody tells us that on the way in. Coming into a body, a big responsibility. You are here to evolve your soul. You are here to serve the highest consciousness. Being in a body will feel. So out of those first and second chakras, we come up into the third chakra. And what are we going to do with embodiment? What are we going to do with the information from our emotions now that we're rooted and grounded and flowing in what we feel? We come here to the upper belly center to take action on those empowered intentions, those desires out of the womb, out of the Shakti. And we meet Shiva, the divine feminine Shakti, now wants to merge with Shiva, the divine masculine energy. Shiva helps Shakti become real in the world, a form. It's real just feeling it, but we want to make manifest our dreams. We want to see them become reality. And that's where we have to work into chakra 3. We have to move through the fire. We have to develop our spiritual will. Become those peaceful warriors and start fighting for ourselves instead of with ourselves. Breathe deeper. And imagine a luminous ball of light living right in the center of you. Put your hands, if you're sitting up, at your third chakra, at your solar plexus, where your physical stomach is actually located. Not at the lower belly, but up here at the diaphragm. In from your hands into the center, between your hands and your spine. See that ball of light as a mini sun, or as a resplendent gem. And with the breath, watch it grow brighter with each and every inspiration. And as you exhale, allow to fall away any impurities. Any dirt, any coverings over that gem, over that sun. These are layers of ego, a false self. The third chakra is about our ego identity. Who are we? And the answer is, you are Atman, spark of the divine. Breathe into that. And I know it's scary. I know there will be resistance, vritti mind, negative racing thoughts. I'm not powerful. I've got to lose weight first. I've got to accomplish this before I can be confident in myself, before I can move forward with the path of my heart. And that simply is not true. You are enough. You are whole. You are ready. As you take the steps, as you bravely breathe through the fat experience, the fear, anxiety, and tension. That fear is the ego dying. Let it, allow it. Don't try to control the fear. Take control of your life, beautiful. And take action-oriented steps to your dreams. Contemplate that right now in your meditation. What do you need to do to get your life moving in the direction you desire? 3 big breaths with that. Often we're afraid of being embarrassed. We're afraid of looking stupid. We're afraid of losing love and approval, that we will be ashamed. Shame is the imbalance, the third chakra. Root chakra is fear. Second chakra is guilt. Now here we are to shame, feeling bad about who we are. Shame is not yours. You can only feel that shame if you are forgetting Atman temporarily. So to help us refine that diamond within, we'll practice breath of fire. That is our pranayama for the third chakra. And what it looks like is just short, quick breaths, both in and out, like this. So sit taller, relax even deeper into the earth. For just about a minute here, let's practice some breath of fire. With me. Continue here, letting the belly pulsate in and out quickly, feeling that wave through your belly. Have fun with it. And then back to your dirgha breath. The pranayama you can come back to. You're feeling very uncomfortable in the belly, body image wise. Make sure you're not too full when you do it. And if you get dizzy, it's not a pranayama for you. Work with a teacher, work with me privately to cultivate an effective breath of fire. Coming into that awareness at the third chakra. Still touching the belly. Take a moment to discern where your physical hunger and fullness is at this moment. When we're disconnected and shut down, not allowing the flow of energy up from the lower chakras, when we're not in our bodies, when we're not feeling our emotions, we then will be disconnected with the physical stomach and not know when we're actually hungry, or neutral, or full. Just take a moment here to check in with that hunger scale. One being completely empty, seven being stuffed, and four being neutral. Your body at this region will also tell you what foods are in or out of alignment for you. Connect to the belly throughout the day and just notice if you're, you know, drinking a lot of coffee so that you don't eat as much, but how is that making your stomach feel? How is that affecting your anxiety? The third chakra is about taking control and creating the life we want. It's about the will, spiritual will, to bring the divine through you and manifest it in the world. It's not about willpower and controlling yourself. It's about taking the control in your life so you can be yourself, empowering you from the root to set boundaries. to hold your ground, to stand up for yourself and your life and your desires. That is the greatest service. Our mantra for the third chakra is a short and sweet Hari Ha. H-A-R-I-H-A. Let's do three rounds of eight with Hari Ha. Again, a short and sweet mantra. You can do this longer on your own. And feeling, just like with the breath of fire, feeling that belly action. Clear and balance and empower our Atman Vidya, our true identity. And help us burn through those layers of ego self, of false self, of fat, fear, anxiety, and tension. So join in with me when you're ready. Hari ha, 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 hari ha. The Bija mantra that you can chant like Om or in any melody or harmony that you like is Ram. So let's close our third chakra meditation with a Ram together, like the sound of Om. Taking a nice deep breath in. Ram. Namaste, beautiful. Thank you for being here, for being brave, walking through the fire to live the path of your heart. Hari Om Shanti. Om Peace.